join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
It was Passover, and the Apostle Peter was in prison sleeping between two soldiers, bound with chains, sentries standing guard. He would not celebrate Passover this year. But where had Peter celebrated the previous Passover just 1 year ago? With Jesus at the Last Supper, that unforgettable meal he commemorated with his disciples. In prison, Peter had all the time in the world to remember. Thoughts must have flooded his mind. He must have remembered that Jesus washed his feet that night. Remembered that he said he would rather die than disown Christ. With what shame he must have remembered that 3 times he denied that he even knew him, then wept bitterly. The crucifixion followed, and after Jesus' body was put in a tomb. But then came Easter Day, Resurrection Day. Peter saw for himself that the tomb was empty. There was that thrilling moment when Jesus appeared alive to his disciples, including Peter. Later, he ate breakfast with the risen Savior on the shores of Galilee, and Jesus spoke those words to him, "Follow me." Peter's trial was to be very soon. He might shortly suffer the same fate as his Lord. Now in prison awaiting the outcome, Peter had the peace of knowing that he had been obedient and that his life was in God's hand, whether he lived or died. And so he slept, even in prison. Later, after his miraculous release, he would write, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.